Our Old Testament reading this morning comes in Isaiah chapter 62 in the New Living Translation, as Phil has put it up on the screen. I really appreciate him doing that because preachers can make mistakes when reading the scripture, but it's important that you follow along, and if I do make a mistake, I can be accountable. But more importantly, when you're looking at the scriptures, that it comes into the mind's eye, it gets down in your spirit. And so I appreciate him putting it up on the screen. New Living Translation. My New Living Translation, which was printed 20-some-odd years ago. They've upgraded some of the words again for the... But this is what it says in mine. Because I love Zion, God loves Zion, because my heart yearns for Jerusalem, I cannot remain silent. I will not stop praying for her until her righteousness shines like the dawn and her salvation blazes like a burning torch. The nations will see all your righteousness. Kings will be blinded by your glory, and the Lord will give you a new name. The Lord will hold you in his hand for all to see, a splendid crown in the hands of God. Never again will you be called God-forsaken city or desolate land. Your new name will be the city of God's delight and the bride of God. For the Lord delights in you and will claim you as his own. Your children will care for you with joy, O Jerusalem, just as a young man cares for his bride. Then God will rejoice over you as the bridegroom rejoices over his bride. We are the bride of Christ. And it's a wonderful prophecy in Isaiah chapter 62.